When Preston began the composition of his lectures, he organized a sort of club, composed of his friends, for the purpose of listening to him and criticizing him. This club was wont to meet twice a week in order to pass on, criticize, and learn the lecture as Preston conceived it. Finally, in 1772, after 7 years, he interested the Grand Lodge officers in his work and delivered an oration, which appears in the first edition of his Illustrations of Masonry, before a meeting of eminent Masons, including the principal Grand Officers. After delivery of the oration, he expounded his system to the meeting. His hearers approved the lectures, and though official sanction was not given immediately, the result was to give them a standing which ensured their ultimate success. His disciples began now to go about from lodge to lodge, delivering his lectures, and to come back to the weekly meetings with criticisms and suggestions. Thus, by 1774, his system was complete. He then instituted a regular school of instruction, which obtained the sanction of the Grand Lodge and thus diffused his lectures throughout England. This made him the most prominent Mason of the time, so that he was elected to the famous Lodge of Antiquity, one of the four old lodges of 1717, and the one which claimed Sir Christopher Wren for a past master. He was soon elected master of this lodge, and continued such for many years, giving the lodge a preeminent place in English Masonry, which it has kept ever since. Preston's Masonic career, however, was not one of unbroken triumph. In 1779, his views as to Masonic history and Masonic jurisprudence brought him into conflict with the Grand Lodge. It is hard to get at the exact facts in the mass of controversial writing which this dispute brought forth. Fairly stated, they seem to have been about as follows. The Grand Lodge had a rule against lodges going in public processions. The Lodge of Antiquity determined on St. John's Day, 1777, to go in a body to St. Dunstan's Church, a few steps only from the lodge room. Some of the members protested against this as being in conflict with the rule of the Grand Lodge, and in consequence, only 10 attended. These 10 clothed themselves in the vestry of the church, sat in the same pew during the service and sermon, and then walked across the street to the lodge room in their gloves and aprons. This action gave rise to a debate in the lodge at its next meeting, and in the debate Preston expressed the opinion that the Lodge of Antiquity, which was older than the Grand Lodge and had participated in its formation, had certain inherent privileges, and that it had never lost its right to go in procession as it had done in 1694, before there was any Grand Lodge. Thus far, the controversy may remind us of the recent differences between Brother Pitt's and the Grand Lodge authorities in Michigan. But the authority of Grand Lodges was too recent at that time to make it expedient to overlook such doctrine when announced by the first Masonic scholar of the day. Hence, for maintaining this opinion, Preston was expelled by the Grand Lodge, and in consequence the Lodge of Antiquity severed its connection with the Grand Lodge of Moderns and entered into relations with the revived Grand Lodge at York. The breach was not healed till 1787. Upon settlement of the controversy with the Grand Lodge of Moderns, Preston, restored to all his honors and dignities, at once resumed his Masonic activities. Among other things, he organized a society of Masonic scholars, the first of its kind. It was known as the Order of the Harodim, and included the most distinguished Masons of the time. Preston taught his lectures in this society, and through it they came to America, where they are the foundation of our craft lectures. Unhappily, at the Union in England in 1813, his lectures were displaced by those of Heming, which critics concur in pronouncing much inferior. But Preston was ill at the time, and seems to have taken no part whatever in the negotiations that led to the Union, nor in the Union itself. He died in 1818, at the age of 76, after a lingering illness. A diligent and frugal life had enabled him to lay by some money, and he was able to leave £800 for Masonic uses, £500 to the Freemasons' Charity for Orphans, for which, left an orphan himself before the age of 12, he had a natural sympathy, and £300 to endow the so-called Prestonian Lecture, an annual lecture in Preston's words verbatim, by a lecturer appointed by the Grand Lodge. This lecture is still kept up and serves to remind us that Preston was the first to insist on the minute verbal accuracy which is now a feature of our lectures. It should be noted also that in addition to his lectures, Preston's book, Illustrations of Masonry, has had great influence. It went through some 20 editions in England, 4 or 5 in America, and 2 in Germany.